another edition of Derek's Dog Talk here on KFGO.com. Thanks so much for being with us. Tyler Axness from Afternoons Live is with us, and we're doing another metal update. It's been a couple months. She had a major surgery early in the fall, and we had our last podcast. We talked about that a little bit and got through the holidays. I thought we'd do a little update. Tyler, how are you doing today?
Doing well. It's, sun shining outside. That helps right before we get that bitter cold snap coming our way.
Yeah, that sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we knew it was coming. And since we're going to be talking about my dog's update, I am glad that she is fully recovered and that this surgery happened so much before the winter months came around. Because if I were having to carry her outside right now so she could do her business when it is going to be a high of 10 below... Boy.
No, thanks. No,
yeah,
no.
Count me out.
To have to carry the dog outside at this point would not be fun. Because she's not a big dog, but she's not a small dog either, right?
No, you know, she's a beagle. She's about, over 35 pounds, somewhere there where, you know, and our house is a bi-level. So, I mean, you come in the front door, you either got to go upstairs or downstairs. So you want to go out to the back.
Oh, my heavens.
You got to go out the patio upstairs to walk down the steps. So it's a chore for her with the bum legs that she had to do that. So I didn't want to be carrying her up, 40 pounds up and down the flight of steps during the winter.
My biggest thing during the winter is I hope that Bo, who's turning 12 here very soon, next Tuesday actually, doesn't fall down the stairs, like the deck stairs.
Yeah, the slippery.
I don't want that because it's slick and, and then, of course, the dogs don't think and they go up and down them quickly. And then if the younger two will knock them over too.
Right.
Because the railing doesn't really block them from falling off the side of the stairs either. So that's a little nerve-wracking for me every time I let him out on a day like we had this past couple days where it's been icy and we had a little bit of sleet mixed in with everything too. But all in all, I mean, is she back to 100% pretty much?
So she's 9 years old right now. After the surgery, she's back to normal. She's acting like she's a pup again.
Wow.
It was worth every penny. One thing that's unusual that we notice, I mean, she's running around, she's able to jump up and down on couches. When we were able to go out for walks, she's back to leading the pack and stuff.
Oh, wow.
But her knees will crack. She sounds like an old man getting up and down.
Really?
Yeah, it's unusual. It doesn't seem to bother her, but I mean, they're loud, just, like your ankles are cracking. So,
when I get up in the bed in the morning, almost 48 years old.
Yeah, exactly. So, other than that, man, I'm telling you, it's night and day, and it makes you think back earlier on to when it seemed like she was slowing down. How long was she hurting?
Sure.
You know, and how bad did it get before it was
awful?
Clearly something was wrong. But now it's just, she's getting to be back to where she's stubborn. She's the boss of the house.
That's good.
I mean, we have her treats in a closet in our hallway. And if we're walking by, she'll stop and look up at the door handle because she's expecting you to go in there. And it's just, it's funny. It's cute. Also annoying. I mean, every dog owner knows.
It's funny you say that because I've been getting home a little bit later, as you know, with everything that's been going on, and we don't have the twins are coming up here shortly, but so I just been doing a lot of things at night, and I get a lot more stuff done at night. So then when I get home, it's been a routine. It's quickly funny how quickly you get in a routine where all three of them, I got three different Kongs, stuff the treat in the Kong, and then they play with that, right?
Yeah.
So now it's if I don't do that by the before I even get my shoes off, hardly, it's amazing that they're just looking at you like, well, Dad, where's the Kong? And that's pretty much it.
It's funny how they get on a routine, right?
Oh, man.
I mean, you know what? I don't even need to set an alarm in the morning.
No, either do I.
Yeah,
I got Vinny.
Yep, it's time to get up. It's time to eat. You know what? And then she's going to have some water. She's going to go outside, do her business. She's coming back in. She's jumping up on the couch. She's going back to sleep.
4:30, Vinny.
Oh, no.
No, and it's not too bad, actually, because usually I get up and I have to take care of business myself. And
sure.
Get a little bit of, but if he gets in the point where it's like 3 or something, like I look at my phone and I'm like, no, go back. Yeah. And he kind of puts his head down. And I always want to make sure, unless I really have to go to the bathroom, to let him know. Because I always say to Amber, she goes, they were just out. I'm like, if they're going to the door again and we have dogs that are telling us that they need to go outside, that's a good thing. All right.
No doubt.
And I know people that don't have that, and they still, no matter what, their dog is, you know, creating a mess. So that's good.
Your dogs like going outside just like leisurely during the winter months? Because, I mean, our beagle is, I'm going to go out and do my biz. If it's mild out, I might sniff around, but she's not a big, her feet get too cold.
Yeah, so that's the deal. They could, like in a snowstorm, as long as it's not like really like wind chill, like we're you know, kind of the below zero type of thing with the wind on it, they can hang outside, because Russell and Vinny can play and play and play in the snow, and they love to. If it's 30 degrees, I think Russell would rather sit in the deck and look at everything.
Yep.
I would say maybe in 15 degrees and above, and just kind of look at everything, because I think 68 degrees in the house is kind of warm for him. I mean, imagine sitting in your house wearing a fur coat all the time.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, you got the long hair on yours, you know, to where that warms a guy up.
So they get pretty warm in a quick hurry. Well, it's great that we got the update. Meadow's healed and ready to go and just back to her normal self, 9 years old, going on 3.
Huh? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we have a child for a dog again. You know, we're excited because she's doing good. That, you know, now that we got a camper, we had to put everything summer related on hold because we knew that the surgery was coming up and she just wasn't able to get around. Now, excited to find a lake and just bring her out so she can roam.
I think the summer of 2021 is going to be a lot of that. And from some of the remotes I've done with today, like the boat show and the sportsman show coming, I think a lot of people are in that camp.
Yeah, yes. that's good. Get out and enjoy it, folks.
You bet. Well, hopefully this cold snap gets over. We can enjoy the time outside with our dogs. He is Tyler Axness, host of Afternoons Live on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO. And you can check out all this stuff as far as podcasts and blogs on KFGO.com. I'm Derek Hansen, host of Couch Potato Radio, which you can hear weeknights at 6:15. Thanks so much for being with us again for Derek's Dog Talk here on KFGO.com.